Did anybody find anything objectionable? Anybody? No, seriously. What was objectionable about that? It was trying to quell the fire. Everybody was breaching the Capitol at that moment, and the president was trying to get him to stand down. And yet Jackie Speier from the People's Republic of California, wouldn't you know, is advocating that they invoke the 25th Amendment on the president and that they oust him from his office and elevate Vice President Pence. That does not make a lot of sense. Coming up in our next half hour, I'm going to take you live to the United States Senate. They're going to gavel in just after 4:30 our time, and hopefully we'll get Mitch McConnell or Chuck Schumer or others to talk about what happened today. This was very scary for a lot of those people. They're hiding under their desks. And by the way, it may turn out that Antifa had a role in this. I mean, all you got to do is just, and they had tents there where they were selling MAGA stuff. Anybody could buy a MAGA hat there and be declared MAGA. But Annie Black, I think, saw through that. Annie Black, I think, recognized somebody wearing all black and with a MAGA hat on. We'll talk about that and more coming up. We'll take you live to our nation's capital on a bizarre, bizarre day right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
A little bit after 4:30 as we check out our traffic cams right now, and we do have a working crash cruise on scene on the Southern Beltway, 215 West at St. Rose Parkway. Another incident, that's Interstate 15 northbound, that's after Charleston there on the right shoulder. Look for some reduced speeds as you try to work your way through the Southern Beltway right now. 215 West at Green Valley, eastbound 215, that's at Gillespie. Also, you're very slow as you work your way through the resort area of the 15. Northbound at Tropicana. Also, 15 North at Lamb. Remember those 24/7 lane restrictions at 15 North and Lamb. Expect some possible delays, and that's unfortunately going to be continuing for some time.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Former Raiders defensive back Charles Woodson is one of 15 modern-day finalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. It is strongly felt that he is going to be a first-ballot Hall of Famer. He and quarterback Peyton Manning are the two first-time eligible Hall of Fame players that are expected to get in right away. A maximum of 5 of the 15 modern-day finalists will go into Canton. There's also a chance he could be inducted with former Raiders coach Tom Flores, who is a senior nominee. It is being reported that the Raiders have asked the Chargers for permission to interview Gus Bradley for their defensive coordinator position. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
New year, new budgets. Every small business has unique needs. And when you partner with a Dell Technologies Advisor, you get real-time, tailored advice. They'll even give you a free consultation on your servers and storage devices to develop a custom solution to help improve your company's productivity. Plus, get special financing with Dell Business Credit and big savings on business computers with Intel Core processors. Call a Dell Technologies Advisor at 877-ASK-DELL.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply.
A special message to all my friends who own and operate small businesses. Hey, Kevin Wall here. When was the last time you evaluated your insurance policy? Hey, the world has changed in the last year, but has your commercial insurance kept up? That's where my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are ready to help you and your small business. Blue Sky Insurance offers fresh solutions for general liability, workers' compensation, and something new, cyber insurance. Make a New Year's resolution to review the plan that will protect your business and your income in the year 2021 and beyond. This small business insurance review from Blue Sky Insurance could actually save you money. And the consultation is absolutely free. It won't cost you a dime. I've been a client of Blue Sky Insurance for 3+ years. Their customer service is incredible. Just call or text Blue Sky Insurance at 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check it out online at blueskylv.com.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We'll take you to the United States Senate, which will be gaveling in. They were scheduled to gavel in at 4:30 our time. It may be slightly later than that. I want you to hear what triggered this action in Congress today. And in fact, let's go to cut five. This is Mike Pence dealing with the first objection in Arizona. You make the decision, but Mike Pence was doing what Mike Pence has to do. He was playing by the rules. This is Mike Pence, cut five, dealing with the first objection in Arizona.
Are there any objections to counting the certificate of vote of the state of Arizona that the teller has verified appears to be regular in form and authentic?
President, I, Paul Gosar from Arizona.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Arizona rise?
I rise up for myself and 60 of my colleagues to object to the counting of the electoral ballots from Arizona.
Is the objection in writing and signed by a senator?
Yes, it is.
It is.
An objection presented in writing and signed by both a representative and a senator complies with the law, Chapter 1 of Title 3 of the United States Code. The clerk will report the objection.
Objection to counting the electoral votes of the state of Arizona. We, a member of the House of Representatives and a United States Senator, object to the counting of the electoral votes of the state of Arizona on the ground that they were not, under all of the known circumstances, regularly given.
Are there further objections to the certificates from the state of Arizona? The chair hears none. The two houses will withdraw from joint session. Each house will deliberate separately on the pending objection and report its decision back to the joint session. The Senate will now retire to its chamber.
And about an hour later, the march to save America arrived at the Capitol, and both the House and the Senate were and are in lockdown. The Senate expected to return in just a matter of minutes, and in fact, we may go to the break early, just so we have plenty of time to hear from Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer, and maybe others in the Senate who will kick this thing off. I would love to see Barry Black, who is the chaplain of the Senate, begin whatever they do with a prayer, because I think we need some divine intervention. We really honestly do. Stay with us. More to come as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. We're also going to have plenty of your phone calls coming up in our next segment. So if you want to join us, your reaction to what you saw, how serious is this? Is this something that's going to trickle down into the rest of our society? Tell me. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And if you're like Holly or Rob or Frank or any of our first-time callers, if you're a first-time caller, let Gentleman Jim know that you're a first-time caller. We'll give you a little extra love. We might even move you up in line a little bit. We'll do that and more coming up. Here's the number again, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232 on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Breaking news, layoffs, forced early retirements, buyouts.
You've worked hard to build your retirement income plan. Make sure it doesn't crumble when you need it the most. Call now for your no-cost consultation and get Coach Pete's favorite book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income. But more importantly, get your own customized and personalized total retirement income plan that will put you in control of your retirement with systematic, safe, and guaranteed lifetime income. 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Tom and Levi.
Tom is the smartest man I know. He's been a professor at two major universities, been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, he told me that he was having problems in his classes. I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. And he was telling them that he was doing it as a favor to them, but I think in reality he just wanted to get out of there. I was really starting to worry because I saw something was wrong.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me. And my love for him was just immense.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Still waiting for the Senate to gavel in And I got to think about this a minute. The House of Representatives, I believe, is going to be coming in very, very quickly. But they're not back yet at all. And so we'll wait for the U.S. Senate. They were supposed to go at 4:30, and they are obviously still, checking to make sure everybody's okay and that everybody's in place in order to do this. I want to go to the president. But before I do, I want you to hear from Eric Trump. And this was comments, he's obviously the son of Donald J. Trump. And his comments at the Stop the Steal rally in D.C., I want to go to cut one. This is from earlier this morning in our nation's capital at the Ellipse. Here it is.
This is the greatest group of patriots ever put together. Guys, there is a person in the White House right there, my father, the 45th president of the United States, who I promise will never, ever, ever stop fighting for you. Never. And we as a family will never, ever stop fighting for you. We love this country. We love red, white, and blue. We love everything that this nation stands for. And guys, that's why we fight. That's why my father sends out a tweet. Patriots, descend on Washington, D.C. And you look at the crowds out here today, it's absolutely incredible. I've got a question for you. Is there any person here that actually thinks that Joe Biden won this election? I don't either, guys. I don't either. You know what? I went all across the country, everywhere I go. This guy couldn't fill up a classroom. And look at these crowds here. Look at these crowds here. He hides in his basement. No one buys it, guys. No one buys it. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. They can lie. They can cheat. They can steal. My father has started a movement, and this movement will never, ever die. It will never die. This is a movement that will transcend him. It's a movement that will transcend all of us. And guys, we are going to keep America great because we live in the greatest country in the world, and we will never, ever, ever stop fighting. So I want to call up one person who's been a great fighter. She happens to be my beautiful wife. And I'm going to publicly put her on the spot right now. And tell her that she needs to run for Senate. Honey, I'm just kidding. Would anybody approve of that? It's pretty good, honey.
Not bad.
Want to say a couple words?
Hey, everybody. How y'all doing? Ladies and gentlemen, let me just say this. You might hear otherwise from the mainstream media. You might hear otherwise from the Democrats. This fight has only just begun. Let's be very, very clear about that. And Eric said it. Our family didn't get in this fight for just 4 years. We are in this fight to the bitter end. We are going to take our country back, okay?
It sounds like they're not done. And again, this was prior to the near riot in our nation's capital at the Capitol building, the Senate and the House. And that to me was pretty telling. Don Jr. got into the act as well. In fact, I'll let you hear Don Jr. This is cut number two. Donald Trump Jr. challenging Republicans in Congress at the Stop the Steal rally. There are going to be some people that get primaried. And the president and his family are going to support him. Listen to Donald Trump Jr. And again, this was before the riot.
You have an opportunity today. You can be a hero, or you can be a zero. And the choice is yours, but we are all watching. The whole world is watching, folks. Choose wisely. Because if you just roll over, if you don't fight in the face of glaring irregularities, statistical impossibilities.
Fight for Trump! 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 Fight for Trump!
That's right, guys. That's the message. These guys better fight for Trump. Because if they're not, guess what? I'm going to be in your backyard in a couple of months. Guys like Scott here. Look at, wow, okay. I can't go through the whole list because I don't have 45 minutes to go through all the patriots that have been fighting, that have been on the ground, that have mobilized to put good Republicans in those positions. Guess what, folks? If you're going to be the zero and not the hero, we're coming for you, and we're going to have a good time doing it. We got to start fighting like the Democrats do. Right? We got to play their game. We got to take their fight to them their way. Our reluctance to do that over the last few decades is why we are in the position that we are in. So today, friend or foe, today, Republicans, you get to pick a side for the future of this party.
There you have it. Believe it or not, the Senate is about to gavel in, and we'll see if the House or the Senate gavels in. And in fact, I'll tell you what we'll do. Let's take a quick break. We'll take a break, and then we'll come right back as we continue right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
It's Las Vegas' best local talk. Heidi Harris talks the politics of life. Weekdays 9 to noon with Bill O'Reilly's 15-minute news and comment at 11:45. Kevin Wall drives you home 3 to 6 a.m. 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
My battery died, and I didn't feel comfortable taking my car anywhere.
When you need any car repair, big or small, RepairSmith brings the shop to you. We do the work in your own driveway. It's the easiest and safest way to repair your car.
RepairSmith replaced my battery, checked out my fluids, filters, everything, all while masked and gloved. And the bonus? It was extremely affordable. Wow, what a great service.
RepairSmith mechanics are fully certified and have over 15 years of in-the-field experience. Schedule your appointment today and get your free quote. No surprises, no extra fees.
Taking your car to the shop is a thing of the past. Thanks, RepairSmith.
Find out why hundreds of car owners in Las Vegas are servicing their vehicles with RepairSmith. Take control over your time and get your car serviced from the comfort of your own home. To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code RADIO. That's RepairSmith.com, code RADIO. R-E-P-A-I-R-S-M-I-T-H.com, code R-A-D-I-O.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
Get into the hottest performing sporty sedan, the all-new redesigned 2021 TLX. With its superior handling, optional drive modes, and advanced technology, it is the best sporty sedan on the road today. And lease a 2021 TLX for only $369 per month. Plus, the first payment is on us. Enter to win a Las Vegas Raiders autographed Josh Jacobs football with Test Drive. Only at Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall. Or online at FinleyAcura.com.
OAC, $38.99 due at signing. Excludes tax, title, and dark fees. 36-month lease. See store for details. Some restrictions apply. Expires 1/4/20.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I want you to hear cut four because the president was at the Save America rally, and he looked back to November 3rd, the election day, and how good he felt going to bed that night, and then all of a sudden things started happening. This is cut number four from the Save America rally, and the president looking back to November 3rd, election night. Here it is.
We were going to sit home and watch a big victory, and everybody had us down for a victory. It was going to be great. And now we're out here fighting. I said to somebody I was going to take a few days and relax after our big electoral victory. 10 o'clock, it was over. But I was going to take a few days. And I can say this. Since our election, I believe, which was such a catastrophe when I watched, and even these guys knew what happened. They know what happened. They're saying, wow, Pennsylvania is insurmountable. Wow. Wisconsin. Look at the big leads we had, right? Even though the press said we're going to lose Wisconsin by 17 points. Even though the press said Ohio's going to be close, we set a record. Florida's going to be close, we set a record. Texas is going to be close. Texas is going to be close. We set a record. And we set a record with Hispanic, with the black community. We set a record with everybody. Today we see a very important event, though, because right over there, right there, we see the event going to take place, and I'm going to be watching because history is going to be made. We're going to see whether or not we have great and courageous leaders or whether or not we have leaders that should be ashamed of themselves throughout history, throughout eternity. They'll be ashamed. And you know what? If they do the wrong thing, we should never, ever forget that they did. Never forget.
The president, I think, hinting that this next election cycle, 2022, he could be very busy supporting the primary candidates for some of these members of Congress who are refusing to object. And this is going to be, in fact, I don't know what's going to be happening. We do know that members of Congress are going to be going back in session in the next few minutes. If we can, we will go to them live. Also, Sheriff Joe Arpaio is going to join us. He was Sheriff Maricopa County in Arizona for, 24 years? What does he think of what happened today in the nation's capital? I mean, at the home of the Senate and the House. And they were breached. We'll talk about that and more coming up. Stay with us. Man, I tell you, it's been a busy, busy day. And we're not even done yet. We got a full hour to go. And we will do our level best to try and, at least bring you some of what's going to happen in the U.S. Senate. They're going to be talking about these objections. And because they only were debating for, I think, about 40 minutes before they had to close down. We'll do that and a whole lot more. Sheriff Joe joins us. He's in the house. He will join us coming up next. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.